Well, hello, my friend. Have you ever been at your wit's end? What an expression. Well, maybe you may be at your wit's end right now. I don't know. I'm at my wit's end sometimes. What should I do? Where should I turn? You know, these questions are asked by everyone in this world because you cannot get away from decisions. And when things are not going as one would like them to, then the intensity of that question arises. What shall I do? Where shall I go? What shall I turn to? And at this point, the Lord speaks to you through 2 Corinthians 14:11. The pen of Paul writes, "Lord, there is none beside you to help." None beside you to help. That's true. There is none beside you, O Lord, to help this one who holds his phone. You see, there are times when there is no one to come to your rescue, and your only hope is in God. And it was sort of funny the other day when I heard someone say, "Well, you know, Pastor Neil, I guess I'm just going to have to trust the creator of the universe." Just the creator of the universe? That was funny. And it may be in your difficulty right now that you seem to find yourself in that you might just have to renounce everyone and everything and just cast yourself on the Almighty. Let me put it this way. Put God between you and your foe. Could you say that in your mind? Put God between you and your foe. And from experience, my friend, it does work. Let me pray for you. Lord, you are the creator of the universe and all that is contained therein. And I know this one who is listening to me right now in the name of Jesus is the one who has been or is in a valley of decisions and difficulties. And I pray that they would let you be between them and the particular trial through which they're going. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend, and after the signal, if you want to talk to me, you can. God bless. Goodbye.